Good morning. Morning, Pam. Morning, Jim. Morning, Mal. Morning, Tom. Great. Thank you. My name is Matt Taylor, and I'll be taking the service today in the absence of Tony Sullivan. And when I went back in to look at, I keep all my leading that I've done. The last time I actually led at church was March 1, 2020, which was just before COVID hit. So it's amazing how times have changed. Huge thanks to Ken Johnston, who preached for us last week. It was his 90th birthday yesterday. So what I thought we'd do is sing happy birthday, I'll film it, and then we'll send it to him. Ken's pretty modern for a 90-year-old. He's on Facebook, so we'll send it to him on Messenger. So I'll throw to Russ. Oh, yeah, and piano as well. And I'll get up here. Actually, hang on. Oh, hang on, stop. All right. I'm the cameraman. Go for it. Happy birthday, mate. See ya. We'll send that off.
I phoned him yesterday, saying happy birthday, just got to say, and he was on the boat. The biggest boat they could find him for. His friends from Sydney and Clarks and that. And I don't know if they'll ever come back.
Really? Never tour again. 90-year-old. Kicked off.
Too much
What's that, mate? Ken will be here next Friday and Sunday, and he might make me look good. So we'll see how we go. Big day for the 90-year-old. Many of you will know that I'm speaking at a Scripps Union Rugby League camp in Tamworth next week. I'll be giving three talks, one on being precious, one on being honoured, and one on being loved. Today I'm going to give you the precious talk, the first one, and the love talk, so the honoured talk you'll miss out on. Thanks in advance for listening. I'll open for us in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to meet together. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us to talk to others about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Some announcements. Good Friday service will be at 9 a.m. next Friday. Easter Sunday will be at 10 o'clock, our normal Sunday times. Ken will be preaching, Brian will be leading some good old hymns, so bring your singing voices, should be good. Gwendy Toll's brought in some chocos, so please take them home with you, they're on the back table. Don't leave them here. Any other announcements? No. It's just some prayers, well, not just some prayers. We'll pray for peace in the Ukraine. Pray for Tony and Julie's safety in the US. Pray Vic Goddard, I saw Steve on Friday. She's not good. He's thinking she won't make it. She's got lots of complications. Her kidney, I think she may only have one kidney. Someone might be able to. So she's on 72 hours dialysis on and then 24 off. So she's got one of Steve's kidneys. So Vic's got COVID, for those that don't know, and she's got lots of underlying health conditions. So Steve's not hopeful, but he's, I just said we'd pray for her, mate, and he was thankful. Yeah. Go, mate. Thanks, mate. As a church, we dipped into our Barnabas fund, and I was able to give Steve $1,000 to help with some costs. I just put it in an envelope. He was very appreciative of that. So thanks to our church for doing that, and that was Wendy's. Wendy Dick's suggestion that we do that. So look, just on the Barnabas Fund, there's money there. If you know of anyone in need in the community, it's great that we can reach out and help people. So please just let Steve, myself or Tony knows when he gets back, and we can organise that very quickly. So it's just a matter of going to the bank, putting it in an envelope and dropping it off, and people are really appreciative of money, bang, instantly. Pray for Shirley and John as they struggle with illness, but lovely to see you here. Good on you. Keith Ferguson's got a crook leg, sore knee and sore ankle. We pray for him, and we'll pray for all in our church family who are unwell. Any other prayer points? Yes, Pam. Oh, lots. Pam. Fanny?
I had a text from Saturday last night.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they want to go out to the library and park somewhere.
Oh.
And they got a call from their daughter. They said the granddaughter has COVID.
Oh, no.
So the daughter had to go to the graduation.
Oh.
So that was all.
Oh. Okay. That's sad. Yeah. Someone else put their hand up. Jim? Yeah, sure. Karen, could you turn me up a bit? Sorry, and I do speak softly. I'll try and speak a bit louder. Thanks for the heads up, mate. I'm sure you're not the only one. How's that? Better? Yeah, give me a yell and I'll try and yell a bit louder. Yeah, sure.
What was that?
Righto. I'll pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to get together today. Thanks for the sunshine. I pray that it lasts the day and we can get our washing done and get our lawns dried and Ken and Gail can get out. And just pray, thank you for that sunshine. Pray for peace in the Ukraine. We have no idea what those people are going through. Just pray that they know your peace. Pray that there will be a ceasefire. Pray that they can just have peace in that country and people can mend lives and get to know you and get on with their lives. Pray for Tony and Julie as they have a great time with Aaron and Erica and Hope in the US. Pray they have a super time. Please keep them safe and pray they have fun. Pray for Vic, Goddard and Steve and Tash and Matt and her family and her mum. Just pray they know your peace. Pray that your will is done, Re Vic. We just commit her to you and pray that your will is done. Pray for John and Shirley and others in our church who struggle with illness. We just pray that they know your peace and comfort also. Thank you. For their contributions to our ongoing love and care of us, and we just pray that we can send that love and care their way also. Pray for Keith's ankle and knee, pray that he can get better and literally back on his feet as soon as possible. And we pray for Pam's great-granddaughter Willow, pray that you give the doctors wisdom and understanding to know what to do with this cyst, and pray that she can go on to lead a fulfilling and happy life. Pray for Sandra and Noel as they return home to us. Pray for safe travels. Pray that you help them deal with the disappointment of not being able to go to their daughter's graduation. And pray that she, their daughter, gets better or doesn't get too sick and can get on with her life. Pray for Jim's hearing. Pray that I speak loudly in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray for our kids as well. They're pretty important. Are there any kids here? Nick Taylor's here. Holly Taylor, are you here? Yeah, she's here. And there's some big kids as well. Oh, Tommy's here. Sorry, mate. Didn't see you there. That moustache is camouflaging you. Yeah. So I'll pray for our kids and our teenagers. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that our kids and teenagers continue to learn about you and live the lives that you want them to live. We pray they decide to follow you. Thank you for our kids' church leaders and those involved with our teenagers. We pray that you bless them and the work that they do. We pray that you find that right youth pastor for our church and community. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tony hasn't mentioned this for a while. There's an offering box up the back if you feel free to put your tithes and offerings in there. But lots of people do it online, so thank you. Couple of songs, 10,000 Reasons and The Days of Elijah. So if you could please stand. Oh, the screen, that'd be good. And And a huge thanks to Gemma, who's doing techno today, and you'll see why I thank her in a minute. That was me.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass, whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. Ten thousand reasons for my heart to find. Oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
And Matt's favourite.
Look, this ties in nicely with Ken's talk from last week, Days of Elijah, Jesus coming on the clouds. So, it's a great song.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of Your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. These are the days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword. We are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. These are the days of Your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest, the fields are as wide in the world. We are the laborers in the vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There is no God like Jehovah, there's 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 no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, sounding down the sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Sorry about that, you've just got to do it my way.
Is that sound back on? Great. Look, it was remiss of me not to welcome our visitors. Ian and Margaret, we've got some visitors. I'm sorry.
Rob and Sue,
we welcome them.
Last night, we celebrated 200 years of marriage. Rob and Sue had their 50th wedding anniversary. We're soon to have ours. That's 50 years each, so I reckon it's 200.
Yeah. Welcome, Andrew and Deanne. Is that right? Yeah, Deanne. Who are with us again after a couple of weeks when they came to see Grant Abbott. And welcome my mum and dad up the front. So just so these two people who are approaching 56 years of marriage. Strong. Approaching. Yeah. So, guys, it's now time for my couple of talks. So look, what I want you to do is, well, firstly, I'll just say there's quite a number of slides, and so Gemma and I have had a quick sort of confab this morning, so if anything goes wrong, it's my fault, okay? So Gemma's... Yeah, turn them off, see how we go, mate. You won't, yeah, turn them off now, that's all right. So I'll be speaking to 50 boys, ranging in age from 8 to 14. So take yourself back 30 years... 70 years, Mum. 78 years, Jim. Take yourself back a few years. So I'm going to give you the whole kit and caboodle because it's a practice. So I'm going to tell you stuff you know about me already, but it's just good practice for me. So imagine these boys. Some of these boys know me from the last couple of years, but a number of them won't. If someone could time this, Mal, that'd be super, yeah. Mate. Hi all, my name is Matt Taylor and I'm going to give you three talks over the next three... Okay, thank you. The first one is called Precious, the second one is called Honoured and the third one is called Loved. And I'm from Wauchope and I'm going to ask them if anyone knows where Wauchope is. I'm married to Danielle and have four kids. Zach is 21, Sam is 18, Nico's 5 and Holly is 3. And I'm a special ed teacher at Wauchope High School. Most importantly though is that I'm a Christian who loves God and Jesus and I try to live my life for them and for others. So this is a rugby league camp, and I was a rugby player and rugby coach. So I played four games of rugby league in my life for the mighty Inverell Hawks. I also played lots of rugby, and I coached the mighty Wauchope High School girls rugby teams, and I love my footy. And I'll just throw for some questions. I'll now pray for us. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to come to footy camp. I pray that we have a safe and happy and fantastic time and that we learn about you. Please speak to us through your word and this talk and everything that we do. Thanks for these boys and our leaders and for the cooks and for all the people associated with this camp. In Jesus' name, amen. My talk today is called Precious. There we go, we're working. Isaiah 43:4 says... because you are precious in my eyes and honoured and I love you. And I'm going to throw to you guys. Now, what does precious mean? Anyone from the audience?
Special.
Special, yeah.
Valuable,
treasured.
Much loved.
Much loved. What's that, sorry, yeah?
Set aside,
yeah, great. Anyone else?
Valuable,
Jim?
Gemstone.
Gemstones are precious, yeah. Great. So, precious, rare. of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. Look after my daughter, she's very precious to me. Here's a good definition. And then there's another definition. Precious, of great value because of being rare, expensive or important. And I'm gonna and then I'll do honoured as well, and I'll tell the boys what honoured is. Regarded with great respect, they honoured their parents in everything that they did. And loved, which will be the third talk I'll give, but the second one to you, feel deep affection for someone. He loved his sister dearly. Things that are precious to me. My relationship with God and Jesus, spending time with them, reading the Bible, praying. Oh, my wife and kids. And I should just go back to there and I'll say my church family as well. You guys are very important to me. I'll write that down. My wife and kids, so there you can see that's at my niece's wedding at Christmas time. So there's me and Danielle, Sambo, Zachy, some of you might not know, Zachy's 21 now, he's a big boy, and Holly and Nico. My mum and dad and my nieces and my nephews and my sisters is the next slide. So that was my other niece's wedding 12 months ago, you can see us all there. My friends, that's actually some boys I used to coach at Inverell High School. They all look older than me, I reckon, and I'm 10 years older than them, so it says something about my life or theirs. The kids at school that I teach and coach, that's the mighty Wauchope High School girls rugby team from 2018, and I still keep in touch with these girls and pray for them. Two of them, one of them is having a baby at the moment, which is a bit scary, makes me feel a bit old, and one of them has just had a baby, so it's nice that they keep in touch with me and let me know about their lives. Precious, of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. And then this is my daughter Holly, and she's very precious to me. There she is, especially when she's asleep. These things are all about people. Who knows what these are? Yeah, they're my war medals. And some of you heard me tell a story about this before, but bear with me. Next slide, please, Gemma. This is my pop. That's John Austin Wilson. We call him Jack. He was born 100 years ago, 101 years ago. And that's his when he went into the services, that was the photo they took of him. And then... So we called him Jack, and this is my Nana and Jack, that's how we knew them. So that's my mum, my dad's mum, Muriel, with her purple hair, she was very famous for. And that's Jack as a grown man. Some of you might have heard this statement from John 15:13. Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my pop and why these medals are so important to me. My pop Jack was born on July 2, 1921, as you saw, and married my Nana in 1971. He became my step-grandfather and my friend. I didn't have a Nana and pop, I had a Nana and a Jack. Jack joined the Australian Army as a 19-year-old on June 17, 1941, and was posted to the Middle East. He was then transferred to New Guinea, where he was wounded and sent home. The Jack that I knew was a happy, jolly fellow who used to go to sleep early and wake up about 4 a.m. every morning. When I was younger, I didn't realise why Jack used to wake up so early. I just thought that that was what he did. One night, so I always get stuck on this bit even when I'm reading it. When staying at Nana and Jack's, I heard Jack screaming in his sleep, having a nightmare. I asked Dad about it. Dad said Jack had the same dream every night. He was in New Guinea fighting in the war and something really bad had happened. It used to wake him up in fright and in tears every morning. Jack probably had what we'd now call post-traumatic stress disorder. To cope with his war experiences, Jack used to drink. I don't remember him ever being drunk, but he drank a lot of grog, and that was what his way of getting through each day before he had to go to sleep, to have that dream over again. One day when I was about 10, Jack asked me if I'd wear his war medals when he died. I was thrilled and honoured. I do remember him saying, though, that I had to wear them on the right side of my chest, because I was wearing them for someone else. Soldiers wear their medals over their left side, over their own heart. Jack died in 1995 and left instructions for his medals to be given to me. I was thrilled that he'd remembered. Jack Wilson was my friend, and here you can see my prized possessions, and I wear them every Anzac Day in honour of Jack and his mates. Jack Wilson was my friend and my Jack. We'll never hear about Jack when discussing heroes from the war, but he was and is my hero. He was willing to inadvertently die for me during World War II, and because of his sacrifice, his life was permanently messed up because of his willingness to put himself on the line for you and for me so that we can live in freedom. So that's why these medals are really precious to me. Who's precious to you? Throw to the floor. Tommy's precious to you. Your kids? Great-grandkids? Husbands and wives? St Kilda? We'll talk about that in a minute. That's all right. It's a footy camp, so I'm happy for footy comments. Anything else? Okay, so I've just written down for the boys, mum and dad, friends, family. What things are precious to you? Is that the same thing? Hang on. Oh, who is precious to you? What things? So material things. What things are precious to you? Russ, your plants? Bonsai? Guitars? Anyone else? Steve, what's precious? What physical things are precious to you?
Australia.
Yeah, I like that.
Sonny,
your dog. Yeah, so we've all got things that are precious to us, that are family and friends and a material as well. And I've got for the boys your phone, Xbox, pushy. What does this have to do with footy? Gemma's done a great job over there. Are your teammates precious to you? Do you look after them during games and training? Do you train hard so that you won't let them down during games? Is the ball precious to you? Do you hang on to it and value it? Do you dive on it if it's loose on the ground? Are your coaches precious to you? Do you listen to them at training? Do you do what they want you to do? Do you clean up at the end of each training session? Do you volunteer to watch the jerseys at the end of each game? Do you say thanks after training and games? Is winning precious to you? Are you a good winner or a bad winner? I love to win the mighty Penrith Panthers. Anyone else go for Penrith here? That's good, only one person. Nick Taylor, you don't go for Penrith, you go for the mighty North Sydney Bears. Oh, he likes to win. I think he got that from his pop, yeah. I love to win, so don't get me wrong, it's a good thing, but we don't need to rub it in people's faces. Do you work hard at training and by yourself so that you can win? Is being a good team player precious to you? Sometimes I was a good team player and sometimes I wasn't. I wish that I was a better team player. Do you do the one percenters like smashing the ball up off your own line when things are getting tough? Is your support of an NRL team precious to you? And one of the guys, one of the leaders goes for the Tigers, West Tigers. So we've got there's Benji Marshall and the boys, West Tigers. And the guy that's leading it is a guy called Alan Tung, that's Al, running out with his kids. And the little baby in his arms is Jem Tung. He's actually going to be on camp. Jem's about 10 now, so he's going to be very embarrassed when he sees that photo of his dad. So Jimmy's happy to get around in black, and Al goes for the Canberra Raiders and happy to get around in lime green gear. I don't like any of those colours, but those blokes are happy to put themselves out there and look a bit ridiculous at times because they find their teams precious. And then God loves you and wants you on his team. You're incredibly precious to him, more than you can ever imagine. Doesn't matter what you do and what you've done, God still loves you. You might be sitting here thinking that God doesn't love me. Nobody loves me. And sometimes I think we all feel like that. But I know that as a dad, when my kids do the wrong thing and I get really cranky with them, that at the end of the day, because they are so precious to me, that when I go in and give them a hug and a kiss and pray for them when they're asleep, that all my crankiness is washed away and I feel a deep love for them. And here's a picture of the big boy asleep. There he is. Who's that, Nick Taylor? Look at those muscles, hey? Nick has just ducked under the table. Some of you, and look, a number of these boys come from quite difficult backgrounds, and some of them live in foster care and with brothers and sisters, so I'm sort of conscious and just not talking about mums and dads. Some of you might be thinking that I don't have a mum or a dad, or someone who loves me to come in and kiss me goodnight and pray for me. But I can promise you that the God of the whole universe and his son Jesus are up in heaven praying for you as you drop off to sleep. And there are people associated with this camp that have been praying for you and will continue to do so. The God of the universe, who made this. Does anyone ever stand outside and just look at the stars? You do? Fantastic. I don't do it often enough. And when you get out to a place like Tamworth or Inverell where I used to live and there's no lights, it's mind-blowing. I don't know you... Anyway, can I encourage you tonight, if it's clear, to go outside and look at what God's actually created and try not to blow your mind. He also made this. It's So just that, you know, incredible. And this. So there's a big rock in the middle of nowhere. Fantastic. Created you. And he thinks that you are precious. God tells us in Isaiah 43:4 that we are precious in his eyes and honoured and that he loves us. And it doesn't get much better than that. I'll just close for us in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray these boys come to know how precious that they really are, to not just you, but to us as well. I pray that we have a fantastic 3 days learning about you, learning about ourselves, learning about footy and having fun. In Jesus' name. Amen. How we go with the time? Perfect. I've got 15 minutes, so that's perfect. Thanks, mate. Everyone happy? Any feedback? Yeah, Pam. Hang on, hands up. Soccer. I don't. It's a rugby league camp. I know, mate. I've changed sides. I know, but anyway, you do that for God, Jim. Pam.
Just remember to keep your voice at the level because you're
fading it now. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks. Try and keep it the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Speak a little more slowly.
Yeah. Speak slowly. Okay. That's right. For those that don't know, Mal was a radio announcer for
36 years.
36 years. So I sometimes listen to him. Speak up a little.
That's about it with me.
Your emotions are great. Thanks, Jim. Okay. Right, I'll try and speak a bit louder, a bit slower, and we'll go to love. And thank you for your patience. And thank you for Gemma. She's doing, can we give Gemma a round of applause, please? This is where it might get a bit tricky because there's a few videos here. So anyway, bear with Gemma. I'll pray again. This is at the end of the camp. So I'm going to challenge the boys after 3 days of being with us to make a decision for Jesus. Okay. Oh, I don't know about that, but I'll pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thanks for the past couple of days, for the fun that we have had, for the new people that we have met, for the great food and for the things that we have learnt on the footy field and about you. As we have our last talk, please help us to focus on you and to learn about what love is. I pray that we can learn about what it means to follow Jesus and that we can make the right decisions moving forwards. Please help us to understand what you're trying to teach us through this talk. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 43:4. Because you are precious in my eyes and honoured and I love you. We've talked about being precious. And I'm going to throw to the boys, what does precious mean? And then I'm going to ask them, are you precious to our leaders? And hopefully they'll know that we are precious to them. They are precious to us after 3 days of being together. Are you precious to God? And I'm going to say, yeah, you sure are. We've talked about being honoured, which is my second talk, so I'll talk about that. Anyway, I'll throw to you guys, who's someone that we honour? Who's someone that you honour?
Our parents,
yeah. Anyone else? Honour God, yeah. So what I'm going to do in my honour talk is I've got some slides of celebrities. That's it. We live in a celebrity culture, so I've got Kim Kardashian, Nick Kyrgios, and some footballers. And look, that the reality is, you open up your phone or the newspaper, and that's who we as a society honour. And I'm going to sort of turn it around and say who we should honour, and then we should honour God. And then we're going to talk about being loved. We're going to play a couple of songs, so this will, hopefully this works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There's Taylor Swift. Oh, just bear with us.
Oh, you were throwing pebbles and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go.
A bit of Ronan Keating. Come on, Ronan, where are you, mate?
It was
Oh, in the boy band?
Yeah.
Take That?
No.
Boys to Men?
Yeah.
Boys Zone?
Boys Zone.
Was it? Thanks for that interlude. Mel, what's the worst thing on radio? Silence. You taught me that. And what did you used to say? This message was proudly...
This moment of silence is brought to you by your local library.
We actually work well, quite well together. Yeah, maybe you should come. Yeah.
The smile on you.
Sing along if you know the words.
There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile on your face lets me.
And our next one, just one more song. Bit of Ed Sheeran. So I'll have wireless at the school, so this won't be a problem. But
baby, I between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling. You look perfect tonight.
Thanks, Gemma. Thanks for your patience, guys. Three words that can change your world. I love you. Those songs are called Love Story from Taylor Swift, When You Say Nothing at All by Ronan Keating, and Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Titles of songs which make us feel good and want to be in love. But what is love, and what does it mean when God, the creator of the universe, says that he loves us? Is love that feeling when you see a pretty girl and want to be close to her? Is love skiing down the slopes with your girlfriend? Is love being willing to die for someone like my Jack did when we went to fight in World War II? Do you love someone enough to be willing to die for them? I don't know. I mean, I'd die for my kids and my family. But, you know, Jack and those guys went off dying for people they didn't even know. Is love telling someone that you like them because of the way they look? Ed Sheeran's got a pretty good-looking girlfriend. What happens when that person doesn't look so good anymore? Do you still love them? Is love your mum or dad or carer or brother or sister cooking your dinner every night? Is love you making sacrifices at home so that your little brother or sister can have something that they really want, but that you want as well? Is love mum or dad missing out on things so that you can have a new phone or an Xbox or come on camp? So I'm just going to challenge the boys on that, what love might be to them. I'll throw to you guys. What's love? Mum? Yeah, so loving someone who's very precious to them. Pam, sorry, what did you say?
I just said love is giving to your family.
Every day, yeah. Anne, what's love to you? Are you scratching your head? Unconditional, yeah. That's a nice segue into my bit talk a bit later on. Mal?
Love is all you
need. Thank you. I was actually going to put that on, but I couldn't. Danielle and I spent hours trying to get that video on. But yeah. Yeah. Jim. Yeah, I've got that here. So, thanks, mate. Yeah, okay. You got a week. So the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13:4 to 13 that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast, and it is not proud. It does not dishonor things. Others, sorry, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And then in verse 13, it says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." One day you might get married to your favourite girl, and you promise to love her through good times and through bad. And then I'm going to talk to them about what they think love is. And we've talked about that. So I've been married for 9 years to Danielle, who's up the back, and I can tell you I know that my wife loves me. So Tim, can we have that picture? Oh, sorry, mate, I've jumped over. So there's us at our wedding day.
Yep.
And there's Keith.
You
didn't get it
the right order.
Yeah. Nice and flat there. Thanks, Mal. Hang on, get in right order. My wife was about to have, Danielle was about to have our fourth child, the beautiful Holly Mae Taylor, and she had a really big belly and she was really, really sick. I too was sick and was vomiting and I had the runs. So I'm going, this is for boys, so anyway. I was on and off the toilet all the time. My wife came into our bathroom whilst I was laying in bed and cleaned the toilet so that I had somewhere to vomit and poo and so that I wouldn't get any sicker. Boys sure love his fairy tales and skiing down slopes and sitting in parks and all those things, and I really do hope that you have them. But at the end of the day, love is more importantly cleaning a toilet so that your husband has a place to vomit and poo in. God loves you, boys, and you are precious to him, and he honours you. Jesus says in John 15, 9 to 13, and then verse 17. Mal, could I get you to read this, please, mate?
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be forever. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is my command: love each other.
Okay, greater love, thanks mate, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. God tells you in Isaiah, the passage we looked at the beginning, that he loves you. God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to earth to make things right between God and us. Because we sin or do the wrong things, we put up a wall between us and God, and it affects our relationship with him. Jesus came to earth to break down that wall between us and God and to restore or make right our relationship with God. Jesus died on a cross, a terrible, terrible death. Our sins are washed away by his blood, and we are made right with God. If you want to be right with God, and you may already be in a relationship with him, that's great. All you have to do is say to God that you are sorry for your sins, and that you believe that Jesus is God's son, and that because he loves you so much that he came to earth to die for you. Then ask Jesus into your heart and live your life for him. And I'm going to pray a prayer, guys, and if you'd like to join in this prayer, please shut your eyes and bow your heads and I'll pray it. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to earth to die for me so that things can be right between us. Please live in my heart and help me to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed for that prayer for the first time, welcome to the best team on earth. If you didn't pray that prayer, that's cool, but please keep checking out Jesus and God, and I pray that you'll make a decision one day soon to invite them into your life. If you've already made a decision to follow Jesus, that is great. Keep following him and living your life for him. It's the best thing that you can do. If you've got any questions, please talk to one of the leaders or your mum or your dad or one of your scripture teachers or youth group leaders or anyone that has Jesus in their life. Might be one of your friends. Remember what it says in Isaiah 43:4. because you are precious in my eyes and honoured, and I love you. I'll just pray for us, guys. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that as we leave this room this morning, that we leave with you in our hearts. Please protect these boys and us leaders as we go out into the world. I pray for those boys who haven't made a decision to follow you today, that they do think about you and do invite you into their hearts and live for you. Thank you for the opportunity for this time together. In Jesus' name. Amen. How was the time?
That's another
4 days. Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks for listening, guys. Any feedback? Did I talk a bit slower? That's all right. I've got as long as I want. I've got three days.
Yeah.
Slow down. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jim.
Pregnant pause.
Go back a couple of slides. No. Enough of me. It's now time for Russ Klukas with an original song. And thanks for your patience. Thank you for listening to me, guys. That's good.
This is a new song. The words are not that new, but certainly the melody is. I finished it yesterday, so there's some grammatical errors. I'm sorry, Wynne, and my mum would be very displeased. But I had to get something to rhyme with hallelujah, so I can't say through you. I had to say through ya. If it's good enough for Leonard Cohen, it's good enough for me. At the doorway of my soul stands an empty beggar's bowl. The sorrow like a poison eats right through ya. From the cobwebs of my mind I glimpsed across the line, forced to reassess how well I knew ya. And all the heavenly hosts sang hallelujah. Imprisoned by a haze, yet compelled by your sweet gaze, shackled by the earthly ties that bind ya. Through this dark and somber mood, with blood and sweat transfused, heaven and earth were moved so he could find you. And all the heavenly hosts sang hallelujah. Compelled to play the game, where the rules forever change, nothing left to say except I told ya. Poised to make your mark till the assassin of the dark took your life, but death just couldn't hold ya. And all the heavenly hosts sang hallelujah. The Pied Piper of the night came and stole my sweet delight. He smiled at me and said, hey, what's it to ya? Then he took a second look, he found his name was in the book, and all the heavenly hosts sang hallelujah. Thank you.
That was really cool. Can I just thank Gemma again? Can everyone just give her a round of applause, please? That would be too fast. Thank you for being a great crowd. Thank you for your prayers. If you could continue to pray for me, I've still got to work on my honoured talk and polish up the other two. And just pray that those you would keep us safe on camp. It's a footy camp. It's great fun. You're pretty tired. You're on pretty much all day. And just pray that the boys will, make, if they haven't already made a decision for Jesus, they do make a decision. That would be awesome. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, not this week. So I'll just close for us in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for our church family. Thank you that they are so welcoming. Thank you that they're a great crew. And I pray as we go out into the week today, this week, that we can be your light in our world of war hope, and people can come to know you through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys.